This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. As economic indicators go, this next one is a little to the side, but stick with me. The United Kingdom's annual mistletoe auction is back. It's been a tradition in the small market town of Tenbury Wells for more than 150 years, until last year, when the sale and accompanying festival were canceled due to COVID concerns. COVID and social distancing are still with us, of course. So how's the market for a plant known for bringing people together? From Tenbury Wells, the self-styled mistletoe capital, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Last year's cancellation was a shock, the first time in more than a century that the mistletoe auction did not go ahead. So before resuming the sale this year, auctioneer Nick Champion sounded a bit apprehensive.
And now with this COVID scare again, I don't know what's going to happen today, but we'll see. Kissing isn't ideal, is it, in the pandemic?
And Jonathan Briggs, a mistletoe consultant, yes, there is such a thing, also sounded a little dubious about the age-old tradition of kissing under the mistletoe.
You can't be sure it will come back with its old exuberance.
No, we can't be sure at all. We have all become much more wary of close contact with strangers.
But the omens before the auction were good. Inspecting the clumps of green foliage and white berries laid out over an acre of land were dozens of buyers, easily as many as in previous years. And all of them, like Chris Markridge, who runs a flower shop, were confident they'd be able to sell the product.
You don't think the pandemic and all the self-isolation is going to put people off puckering up under the mistletoe?
Well, no, because most of the time you pucker up with people you know.
That are in your bubble.
That's right.
And Leslie Passy, a wholesaler, also doesn't believe that COVID-19 has forever squashed the romantic appeal of that little white berry.
You don't think this is permanently damaged?
No, definitely not. Everything comes round in a circle, doesn't it, in the end? Yeah, it'll all even out, yeah, definitely.
Of course, it does mean, I suppose, that people will be restricted to their bubble.
Yes.
And that's a good thing, isn't it?
I think
no
that's a good thing.
No hanky-panky, no strain.
I think that's a good thing, isn't it, yeah.
But mistletoe consultant Jonathan Briggs, a stickler for tradition, does not approve.
The concept of mistletoe is that you kiss someone who is definitely not in your bubble. That's the whole point. You can kiss people in your bubble anytime. You want to kiss people outside your bubble.
But back to the auction, now well underway. The bidding was brisk and the prices higher than expected at around $40 a clump. Every lot sold. Leslie and Ian Passy wheeled away a teetering mountain of berries and leaves.
Demand for mistletoe is not declining.
No, I don't think so, no. I don't think so.
The way it's sold in here today.
It's sold well today, yeah.
The total value of the lot sold was only around $40,000, but much more is riding on this annual event. The small rural town of Tenbury Wells promotes itself as the mistletoe capital of the world and celebrates the plant with this annual festival. The mistletoe connection has increased visitor footfall, says local businesswoman and festival organiser Diane Dowell. She runs a centre for alternative therapies and speaks of mistletoe in almost mystical terms.
The plant will draw the people in. That's the beauty of the berry. When I really look at that berry, it is like finding the pearl at the bottom of the ocean. And the magic in that, I know that because I feel it. I feel it.
50, 80, 20, 2. Five, eight, 30,
Will 30. The return of the mistletoe auction herald the end of social distancing in Britain? Perhaps not, with Omicron anxiety sweeping the land. But with its evergreen leaves and luminous white berries, this curious plant may perform its ancient role as a symbol of life and hope in midwinter. In Tenbury Wells, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.